This goes to Angie, A-N-G-I-E, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N-P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Jane Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S, date of birth 9-14 of 1950. Dear Miss Jensen, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Matthews with hypertension, anemia, and history of acute renal failure. She's currently doing well with kidney function, although she remains slightly confused with very poor memory. We did ask her to get lab studies done before this appointment, and we faxed a lab order over to Alma Hospital on the 19th of July. The patient didn't remember that we asked her to do that, so her last set of labs were done in January of this year. So I have asked her to get the labs done this month, and I gave her a copy of the lab order with instructions to do them in July, October, and then again in January. Then we'll give her a new order at that time with more instructions. But I am concerned that her memory is getting worse. So maybe you can evaluate her next time you see her, or possibly send her to a neurologist for or further evaluation that way. No, she denies chest pain, palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and her weight is stable, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no recent infections, no antibiotic use. Medications, medication list is reviewed, and it is unchanged from her previous visit, she states. Physical exam, weight is 115 pounds, pulse 88, and blood pressure 134 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And the most recent labs I have were January 5th of 2023, and that creatinine level was excellent at 0.8 with greater than 60 GFR. But we do need updated labs, and I've asked the patient to get them. Assessment and plan, one, hypertension, stable, and currently at goal. Two, anemia. We need updated labs also. Three, history of acute renal failure. And updated labs will hopefully assure us that that is not recurring. And we've asked her to get labs this month and then every 3 months thereafter. Poor memory is a concern, so we're hoping that you can evaluate that further the next time you see her. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.